Beginning of Parshas Vayechi, we find that Yaakov Avinu asks Yosef to swear that he's going to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So he asks him to do with him Chesed V'Yemes, and Rashi explains based on the Medrash that Chesed that's done with Mesim is Chesed Shalemes. Shein Mitzapel Atashkem Skar, Atashkem Gmul. Chesed that you do with a Chai may be repaid. Chesed that one does with a Mes is never going to be repaid. Could be that this is there is a difference al pidin, not stam. One is called chesed shalemis and one is chesed plain, because he may be repaid. Could be that al pidin are two different halachas. That the pasuk says in chumash dvarim that there's a mitzvah tzedakah. There's many times in chumash. So the pasuk means pasach tiftach siyot chol aniyach and so on. And then the pasuk reads ki beglal adavar zeh yivarechecha Hashem elokecha. And the Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbos comes ki beglal adavar zeh, that aniyus is a galgal hachoizel ba'olam. That aniyus sometimes, poverty sometimes strikes one family, sometimes strikes another family. We don't really have one family that was wealthy from deire deiris. You have Jewish families who are wealthy for a few generations, and then they become poor, Jews going and so on. But you don't have really, throughout all the generations, for thousands of years, that one family remained wealthy throughout. So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Arem is ki biglal adar azeh, that Anius is a galgal hachoiz burden. How does that fit into the Pasuk? It says you should give tzedakah, and then it says ki biglal adar azeh, yivarechecha Hashem elokecha. So the Abarbanel has a comment on that Pasuk, which Rav Soloveitchik once said over in a Shia, in a Drasha, Shia Drasha. That the Pasuk seems to be saying that the Yisoid of all mitzvahs min adam l'chaver is that I'm mechuyev to do for you because you're mechuyev to do back for me in exchange. That's the Yisoid achiyev. He had a Rambam that's also mashma a little bit like this. Why is it that the chiyev tzedakah is only to Yisraelim and there's no chiyev tzedakah min ha'tor to nochrim? Morris says, Mefarnis ma'ani yakum ima'ani Yisrael mipnei darki sholem. It means that it's only a takana with the Rabbanan. It's listed in the middle of Maseches Gittin with all the takanas. There is no obligation to give tzedakah to the Nochem. Why? So the Rambam of the Arach Hazok and Hilchas Matnas Aniyim has a slight lashon that perhaps was intended to explain this din. That's how the Rav pointed out. But the lashon of Rambam is, you mukhiv to give tzedakah to one, is mukhiv to give tzedakah back to you, and you'll be poor. So since the chiv tzedakah is not for the Sheva Mitzvah's dinah, so if I'll be poor, he won't be obligated to repay it to me. So I'm not mechuyev to pay it to him in the first place because he's not mechuyev to repay it to me. In other words, the kitzer, the chiyev to do, this is my word, my language, the chiyev to do mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveira is a chiyev b'toras chiyev poilim. I'm mechuyev to do for you and you're mechuyev to pay me for it. When are you mechuyev? Not to pay cash. Anius is a galgal achaz poilim. Now I'm the wealthy. I'm the millionaire. I teach in YU. You're poor. Someday you'll be wealthier than me. So if I'll be in need of money, so you'll be mechuyev to give back to me if I'll need. If I'll need gemilas chasadim, if I'll need help, assistance, whatever, now I'm able to walk. I'll be an old man, I'll be feeble, so I'll need someone to help me. So I'm mechuyev to do to everybody else because they're mechuyev to pay me back to do for me. In a normal schiras poyalim, I'm not obligated to do the pehula. I'm not obligated to fix your automobile or to paint your house or to do anything, to shovel your snow unless I obligate myself. I have to have it. I have to have this chavis midas, mitzad poyal to do the job. Then we explain, once the poil agrees to do the job, then there's a machlekes and dafayin on the base. That's what we're up to in Balakam and Chazorah. There's a machlekes the Miri and the other Rishonim as to whether the chiyuv of the balabayis to pay the poil and the schiris, to pay the salary, is that his chayvis midas on the part of the balabayis, or is that a chiyuv that the Torah imposes upon him? But you cannot have that the poil is mechuyev to do the pu'ula unless he obligates himself, unless he agrees. But here the Torah imposes upon me, but the Torah imposes upon me only to do the pu'ula for you. The Torah is chiyuv poilim, I'm chiyuv to do for you because you're chiyuv to do back for me. That's perhaps the yisoid achiyuv of all mitzvahs bin adam l'chaveiro. But it's only called a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveiro if there's a chaveiro, if the other person is alive and he has a shibud to return the taiva back if I'll ever be in need of a taiva. But if it's a chesed that's done with a mace, he can't say that I'm chiyuv to do for the mace because he's chiyuv to do back for me. It's mamash a chesed shalemis. It's not shach to be tzapel atashlim star from him. So then it's only a chiyuv b'toiras midos. Every person has to be mizdavik with the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe Shalom does chasarim to us, he's not mitzapel attached to mistach. So we have to imitate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also do the midah of chesed. Just I don't know, perhaps this is a basic difference that the Rishonim have. Perhaps this is the basic difference that Rishonim draw a distinction between Kavod HaChayim and Kavod HaMeisim in the din of Kavod HaBriyos. We learned this in sections of Maseches Brachos. So some Rishonim say that Kavod HaBriyos is Zeichet Dinim Derabbanon. Perhaps it's only Kavod HaChayim and not Kavod HaMeisim. Shaila Rishon, Machloikis. Kfuras HaMeis is Mutar on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. Why? Because Kfuras HaMeis is Kavod HaBriyos, and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is only a Din Derabbanon. That's the Pshat. Kavod HaBriyos is Zeichet Yom Tov Sheni because it's only a Din Derabbanon. So that's what one group of Rishonim say. So Memele, Kfuras HaMeis would be Mutar on Yom Tov Rishon also if the Chaver Kadisha will only be violating Malachas Derabbanon. Only the Malachas Deraisa will have to be done Al-Yidei Akul. The din is that Ameis B'yant Rishon is Saskabu Amomim. Ameis B'yant Rishoni is Saskabu Yisrael. So the Mechaber writes that Ameis B'yant Rishon is Saskabu Amomim is only on the Malachas Deraisa, but on the Malachas Derabbanan the Israelim are permitted to do. And the Mishnah Brura says, along Arichas Deraisa, this is a big Machlekes Rishon, this is one of the major Machlekes that was between the Talmidim of the Ramban. After the Ramban passed away, so the Talmid Ramban came from Spain to Provence to learn by the Rishonim there. And there was a lot of friction between them because they had different shitas and different minhagim and different dinim. They had come out of a different religion from the Bali Atesis, from those who lived in Provence. So the Miri writes a whole kuntris Moganobis. So one of the big issues that they had, a machlokes, was what happens if you have a mace beyond the Rishon, the Saskabu Amamim, what about the Malachas Derabbanan? Is it permissible for the Yisraelim to do that? If it's permissible, then it's preferable. There's more Kavod HaMeis. If Yisraelim are metapel in the Meis, then if Nochrim are metapel. But he's saying, no, Yom Tov Rishon, there's no Heta. It's only Din Derabbanan. Isn't Kavod HaBriyos Deicha Dinim Derabbanan? So the Rishonim say, wrong. Kavod HaBriyos is Deicha Dinim Derabbanan, only Kavod HaChayim. Not Kavod HaMeis. But the Gemara says, Yom Tov Sheni Yisaskebo Yisrael. No, that's a different reason, Yomar says. Yom Tov Sheni Legabi Meis Kechol Shaviyo Rabbanan. That's a special Heta. Not the general din of Kavod HaBriyos, that's matter of the Rabbanon. The general din wouldn't apply here because Kavod HaBriyos is only matter the Rabbanon if it's Kavod HaChayim and not Kavod HaMeis. That's a big machlokes. So lechora, the difference between the beginning of the Hesber to explain why there's a difference in Kavod HaChayim and Kavod HaMeis, you can say, Poshe, Kavod HaChayim is other from Kavod HaMeis. The Rishonim saying Ksubis in the beginning of the second period. But if you have Chosin Ha, if I finish, yes, okay. If you have crossroads and the Levaya procession is going this way to the Beis HaKvaris, and the Chazon Kala with their Shushbina are going this way to the Sameach, and there's only room for one, so who takes precedence? So the Gemara says that the Chazon Kala take precedence over the Meis. Why? So the Rishonim explained based on Maseches Nochas. The Gemara doesn't really say, but the Maseches Nochas spells out that Kavod HaChayim is Derech HaKavod HaMeis. That's Pashat, that Kavod HaChayim is other from Kavod HaMeis. But one could perhaps explain even more than that. It's not stam odet. It means that Kavod HaMeisim is just an inyan of Ches and Shalemes, just an inyan of Midas. Hashem can Kavod HaChayim is an inyan of Shibudim. Mamashi Meshubit to do it. You can't have Shibudim to a Meis for two reasons. Number one, because the nature of the Shibudim is I'm Mukhiv to do for him because he's Mukhiv to do back for me. So if he's a Meis, he's Enim Etzapa Latash L'Maskar. So the whole Chiv doesn't exist in the first place. Perhaps along the lines of this Abar Benel on the Pasuk Ki Biglal Adover Hazeh. And number two, the way the Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva, he has a Gemara later, we're learning the end of Baba Kama, he has a Gemara earlier in Baba Kama, where the Gemara has on the Afman test, there's a Gemara with a Rashbor there, it's quoted in Choshem Mishpat, that there's no such thing as a Shibut to a Meis. The Chalat, there's no such thing. Can't have, not only can you have a Shibut to a Meis of Sechiris Poelim, I'm Mechiv to do for him because he's Mechiv to do back for me. If he's a Meis, I'm Mechiv to do back. Forget about that. Even just to say Shibutim, there's no Shibutim to a Meis. Shibutim can only be Benadab Lachaveir, Lachaveir means to a living person. Can't have shibudim to an animal, you can't have shibudim to a mace. A mace is like a bed. Can't have shibudim. Le'atzim also not. Only have to another person, another human being. So perhaps this is a real halacha that Rashi is driving at. So Rashi is a medrash here. Chesed v'yem is that they're really two different dinim of chesed. Chesed with the chai is shibudim. The Ktzois has a whole discussion whether Bezdin is kaipa and Zdokin. Where the Bezdin is Koyfa and Zdokin. So some poskim point out the issue is not one of Koyfa and Ala Mitzvahs, it's a question of Gvi Ashibudim. That if the Chiyuvim Midon of Mahavera, Zdokin, and Chesed, and so on, are Shibudim, so it's Gvi Ashibudim, you have to pay up your obligation. The Gemara says in the end of Sota that Koyfa and Aleviyo is a mitzvah to be Malava people. When they're traveling, you have to be Malava them a certain distance. Learned that from Egla Rufo. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Then the Paragag Laruf about the mitzvah of Leviyah. So the Gemara says there that Kaifim al Halaviyah. So the Kevinara on that Gemara discusses why is Kaifim al Halaviyah. Taisus says in Baba Basra on Daf Ches, Taisus has a kasha, happening to be Kaifim al Zdokah. Isn't it a mitzvah sasei Shematan Schar Betzida? As it says, Pasach Tiftach Asiotcha, Ki Beglal Adavar Zeh Yverechach Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara says in Chulin, the beginning of Kol Abasa, that a mitzvah sasei Shematan Schar Betzida, Bezin is not kaifan. Chumash says kapitas tzadich v'esimecho, l'man yarichon yomecho. So the Gemara says in Kol HaBasar that if a person is negligent in fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av, the bezin will not force him. Because the pasuk says, if you do this mitzvah, you get that reward. So the pasuk says, do it in order to get the reward. You don't want to do the mitzvah, you won't get the reward. So the promise of the pasuk itself is enough to force, to urge, to get the person to do the mitzvah. Bezin is not mechuyif to force him to do that mitzvah. That's how the Gemara says. The person is bothered with the kasha. So how come Bezin is Kaifal Atzdoka? How come he Kaifal Leviyah? How come he Kaifal Atzdoka? It says in the Chumash that whenever you do a mitzvah, b'nolam ha'chaveiro, b'glal ha'davazayi v'rechach ha'shem alakecho, the Torah gives a promise that whenever you do Tzdoka, of milas chasor, b'nolam ha'chaveiro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you. B'glal ha'davazayi v'rechach ha'shem alakecho. So the Radvaz and the Keren Oira and others give this answer. They say, no, when do you say not Kaifal HaMitzvah Shemat Nischor B'tzidah, that's Kvi al HaMitzvahs, but here, b'nolam ha'chaveiro is HaShibudim. Like if I'm a chuyif to pay you money, so business kaifa b'teres gviya shibudim, not b'teres kaifa ala mitzvahs. It's a different thing. So gviya shibudim is not subject to these rules that if it's matan schar b'tzidah, we don't have to coax him or urge him to do the mitzvah. Forget about mitzvahs, even if he doesn't believe in the whole religion. Gviya shibudim means he owes a debt, he owes an obligation, so you make him pay. Finish.
By chesed shalemet, there is no reciprocal
maintenance. Reciprocity. Right. Thing. That's a word, no?
Why can we say his descendants? When you do it with this mace, just like you said about the stucco, that is a god of another. So why should it be different than that?
L'chara, I'm only mechuyif to do for you, if you will someday be mechuyif to repay me.
No, we just would stuck up because stuck up because his descendants, you may be, your descendants may be poor, his may be rich, they're going to have to give you.
No, I may become poor tomorrow, and you'll have to give me. I'm mechuyif to do for everybody else because I may become poor tomorrow. Why should I ever worry about that? But the Torah says that Anius is a galgal achayz boilam. The haray that you never have a family that throughout deire is always wealthy. There has to be some person in the chain who loses the money. So maybe me. I may be the lucky one to become poor. So then you may be the lucky one to be mechuyif to retain it. That's according to my bill. And the Avnei Nezer says a different bill. He says, Prashut, there's never a shibud to a mace. You can never have shibud to a mace. Sometimes money, sometimes services.
Sometimes
even if somebody's rich, he's not going to stay rich forever, it's still going to be made. Yeah, the Gemara says that is Ben Landi and Ben is only Landi, but Gemilas Chasadim, let's say to dance at my wedding, I could be the wealthiest person in the world. But the money doesn't make people to be misamech. Let's say I have a bar mitzvah, make a wedding, marry off my children. So I like people to be misamech. So all the money in the world is not going to help. So there's a mitzvah, milas chasod, and bein lani, and bein lashir.
Also, there's the mindset of somebody, if you get famous from somebody, you have to look. I mean, I understand what if for a person, he needs help, that I'm going to help him. But should I look for all sorts of ways to try to find how I can repay him back?
I don't know if you're mechuyif to look. If you see that it needs to be repaid, so you repay it. No, the chiyuv is, let's say, if I shovel your snow and we agree that you're going to pay me half a dollar. So you got to pay the half a dollar, the only thing is wrong. If I shovel your snow and then the agreement was that in case I'll ever need a teiver, you should do me the teiver. I never needed a teiver for the rest of my life. So you're not mechuyif. That's the understanding. If I do minos chasorim or tzedok it to others, so the chiyuv is that they have to repay me if and when I'll ever need repayment, and if the other party will be in a position to repay.
If
he won't be in a position, or I won't ever need it, so there's no need.
But they have to do for you even if you don't do for them.
Okay, they're mechuyif to do for me because I'm mechuyif to do for them back again. Everyone's mechuyif to do for everybody else because everybody else is mechuyif to do back.
I don't understand.
Yeah, Barbanel explains why the Gemara, how the Gemara's drasha biglal adavar zeh biglal is galgal, how that fits in with this pasuk. What has it got to do? Faker. Sociologists say that it doesn't make sense to give any charity to the poor. What will you accomplish? They're always going to be poor people, so what do you accomplish by giving charity to the poor? They're always going to be poor people and rich people. So, nafkamina, to make him rich, so someone else is going to be poor. Make him rich, someone else is going to be poor. So how does the Torah give this as the reason? Because Anius is a galgal achazbar, because people are always going to be poor, so therefore you have to fight poverty and you'll never win the war. So the pasuk is the shver, no? The Torah tells me to fight a battle that I'm not going to win. It doesn't make sense. He says, no, the Abamanel says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Because you're mechuyev to give him because you may be poor. You may be poor tomorrow and you'll need. So you're mechuyev to help out others because they're mechuyev to help you.
So, this is just a philosophy, but I mean, it's obviously the mitzvah to do the mitzvah for the sudden, not because he's going to have
like
to
do chesed
because to living people also, you mechuyev to do chesed shalavas, yeah. There are two mitzvahs. There's a shibud ben adam l'chaveiro, and then there's also the teres midas teres, right? Midas is a mitzvah ben adam l'yatz. That's how the Vilna Gaon says. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma, earlier, on Daf Lamed, the Gemara says, I'm on the boil of Mevich Hasidah, so one opinion in the Gemara is Mekan Mili the Brachas. So one says Mekan Mili the Nezik, and one says Mekan Mili the Ovis. So what do these three suggestions represent? So the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Yishaya, the beginning of Yishaya explains that they represent the three forms of mitzvahs. That some think that there are only two types of mitzvahs, a mitzvah ben Adam Ha'amachem and a mitzvah ben Adam Ha'aveiro. So the Gaon says, no, there's a third type of mitzvah ben Adam Li'atzmo. That's a mitzvah of midos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us a tzelem of Akim. And he told us all to preserve that tzelem of Akim that we have. So that's the mitzvah of Ovoistin Baki Dovik Vimidoisov. The halachta bedrachav, that we should imitate the midos of the Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean imitate the midos. It means that we already have the midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the midos. We should be careful not to destroy the midos, not to ruin the midos that we were given, that were already implanted within us. So that's a mitzvah of midos. That's a mitzvah ben adam yatzma, to retain the midos tovus of elokus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within our neshama that we have already.
What kind of mitzvah would that be? Something that you're giving somebody, you don't expect to be paid.
But it's dumb to have midos tovus. Included in midos tovus is to do chasorim tovus, even not the teres chiras poilam, not to be mitzvah of the tashmas tovus, to the living people. To do chesed to your enemies, even if you're not mitzvah of the tashmas tovus. It's also a mitzvah of midos.
I think with the Sefer Achinu, to explain by the 70 digits, by the by keyboard out, that the Prince of Shine, whatever, that the key is, you mean the keyboard out is not Kal, and so your parents, or you're not a kind of mitzvah keyboard out, but your parents get elderly, because then you're supposed to...
And they don't need any help.
Then you're supposed to do for them and whatnot. That is what the Torah meant by that mitzvah keyboard out. And in such a case, if that was so, then it would be dealing with Toshiba, because just like your parents did and you couldn't do for yourself, then you're doing for them when they couldn't do for them, for themselves. So wouldn't that go against what we've just been saying about Tzedaka, that we said he's hoping that you're cultivated by Tzedaka and by Eliyahu because it's a Shiva. But here too it's Mashma that he would have also be interpreted as a Shiva.
It's a very good cash, I don't know. That's a very good question.
Let's say your parents do crazy, and now you met the adopted child meets your parents. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we discussed it. The postings say that Kibbut Aviyam is a double mitzvah. It's a mitzvah ben Adam HaMokam and a mitzvah ben Adam HaHaveru. Maram Sheik has children, other postings have children. And Minhaskin raises it as a shayla. Is Kibbut Aviyam a mitzvah ben Adam HaHaveru or a mitzvah ben Adam HaMokam? My nafkamina, he says, when it comes Yom Kippur and you want Mechila Sa'ovain, so if you crop al chay from it for averus, then adam amakim. So the Rav Shlomo produces, but the Mishnah says in Yuma, then am averus, should be adam averus. Any amikipur chata actually yiratzeh es chaver. So if I stuck somebody in the face and I stole money from somebody and I cheated and I was miserable to them, that's an averus, then adam averus. Shad is, what if I didn't mistreat my parents? I just treated them like I treat everybody else. I didn't treat them with the proper respect and the proper. Covered that I'm afraid to give them. So is that considered an aver ben adam ha'aveiro? But he's saying, no, I treated them like everybody else. So that's not an aver ben adam ha'aveiro, just an aver ben adam ha'amokam. Exactly how could it be considered an aver ben adam ha'amokam? So he says, Minhas Kana says, because Shlosh Yishut from Yesh Ba'adam, Avi V'im, Oiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in Niga, and because my parents are Shut from with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing me into existence, so respecting them is an indirect form of Kovad HaShchina. So maybe keep it aviyam is a mitzvah bin adam ha-makam and not a mitzvah bin adam ha-haver. No, maybe it's a mitzvah bin adam ha-haver of hakara satay. That's what he discusses with an afkamina for achirat zeshaver. So the Maram Shik has a true and not the same halacha, that it's both. That it's both. And if the parents raised you, and if your existence in this world is a worthwhile one and it's worth appreciating, there's a hakara satay, so then you have a both. If the parents didn't raise the child, they gave him up for adoption. So what they do, they just brought him into existence in the world. So it's also hakaras hatayv a little bit, provided that the person leads a worthwhile life. So let's say the person leads a miserable life. The person grows up to be an adam rasha, and it's really noach la'adam shalay nivra mishinivra. Would have been better that he shouldn't come into existence in this world. So it's hard to say that he has a chiyuv. And better gratitude to his parents for bringing him into this world. What did he accomplish by coming into the world? He would have been better off not to come into the world than yes to come into the world. So then perhaps one, let's say this for purpose of Gilgal
Neshamas.
Okay, could be. I don't know. Could be. But others say, I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. That's a very good point. But others suggest no, that in such a case, the mitzvah would only be bin adam lamok and not bin adam haver. And there are Nafkaminis Lazina, maybe Nafkaminis Lazina. He has a good taina. What's the difference? What the reason for the mitzvah is? We pass in Loida Shin is Havlik, but even when the reason doesn't apply, the din still apply. I don't know. That's a good taina.
Would that be
Nafkaminis Machot
Shushayim, whether if the parents are Bashayim, whether
you have to do Kibbutz Abayim? It's also irrelevant, right?
If it's been Adam Machaveros, then you have
still to. Still Machot, just because the guy's a Russian, right?
Possibly if it's been Adam Machot.
Right. That's what some explain the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that there is a chiyuv kibud aviyim even if the parents are rishoyim. And the Tur asks that the Rambam is against the Gemara on the first daf in Ezel Nesha. And the beginning of the second daf in Ezel Nesha says explicitly that there is no mitzvah of kibud aviyim to rishoyim. So the yeshivas, they say the Teretz, and the Marsham points out that it's a Mefurashi Yerushalmi that has this distinction. Of Gabi Mela, same thing with Gabi Yod Vimo. That the Rambam is not against the Gemara. The Rambam is talking when the parents are alive. The Gemara is talking when the parents are dead. The Gemara is talking after Kibud Aviyim. The Gemara says in Kedusha, Mechab de Mechai, Mechab de Lacham Oysen. Kibud Aviyim applies even after death. But the Gemara says, Mechab de Lacham Oysen is only if the parents were religious. If the parents were Rishoyim, they're not. And the Rambam is talking when the parents are alive. So then the Kibud Aviyim applies even if they're Rishoyim. Why should it be a difference? So that's how they explain in the yeshivas that the Maharam Shik writes a svara. That you can't base the same as this Avni Nezer, you can't have a chiv bein adam lachaver to a dead person. So what kind of a chiv kibud aviyim lacham oisa? So you can't say that that's a chiv bein adam lachaver. That's only a chiv bein adam lamakar. Oh, if it's bein adam lamakar, means that it's an indirect way of being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because my parents are the shutzim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the Rebbeinu Shalom is embarrassed with his partners because they're rishoy, then perhaps one can say that there is no chiv at all kibud aviyim lacham oisa, and it's only bein adam lamakar. And the parents are Rishoyim, then there's no chiyuv at all. But if the parents are still alive, then it's a chiyuv in Adam HaHaveh. It's a chiyuv in Adam HaHaveh. What's the difference whether they're tzaddikim or Rishoyim? You still have to give a hakoras hatoy. If you owe money to a person and he becomes a Rosh, he's still mechuyav to pay back. That's how some say. The taina that you have is a good taina. Why not say that loy dashin in time in the Krua? I don't know, just off thing, it could be that loy dashin in time in the Krua means that you're still mechuyav to do the mitzvah, even though the Tama mitzvah doesn't apply. But it doesn't mean that the nature of the mitzvah won't change. It could be that if you owe a debt of gratitude to the parents, then it's the nature of the mitzvah is one of, b'nodom lachaveiro. And if you don't owe a debt of gratitude to the parents, because faket, they raised me as a communist, they raised me as a mapainik, and then I became a turikaitanik, I was zeichet to see the light. So then maybe the mitzvah will still apply, but it'll only be b'teres b'nodom lamakam. Maybe loy dashin in time in the Krua doesn't necessarily, I don't know, you have to check slowly more. Maybe it just means you're still mechayiv to do the mitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily imply that the nature of the mitzvah will stay the same. Maybe you cannot say that it still remains a mitzvah bin olam
ha-chaver. I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're saying it's bin olam ha-chaver because of the dashin in time in the Krua, though. The whole reason is, by nature, this is it. I mean, everyone says it's both.
No, the Minhas Chinuch raises the question, and I don't remember that he has the pshitas, but I think the Maram Shik and others say that it's both. That the both. Rabbi Yosef Engel has it as well. Rishonim, I don't remember. Could be they quote Minhas Chinuch and Aseres HaDibros, and Kibud Aviyim talks about it. Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about it in the Shev Nechemta. He has a kuntres that's called Shev Nechemta, 7 Mamorim Anagarete, that he published on the occasion of his mother's death, in honor of his mother. So one of them is about Kibud Aviyim. So he suggests that it's sometimes ben adam l'amakom, sometimes ben adam l'chaver, depending whether the son is a tzaddik or not. If the son leads a worthwhile life, then he has a debt of gratitude to the parents. If the son turns out to be a rasha, so then it's nechu aladam shalag yivra mishinivra, as the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. So then it's not a hakoras hatzayit for the parents. It's just ben adam l'amakom.
I mean, the parents gave him the opportunity.
Depending on whether the parents, how the parents raised him. If they raised him as a Rosh.
Doesn't the Rambam say that you shouldn't say that
the
person has to be a choice.
Yeah, the person has to be a choice, but it's much more difficult. Much more difficult in, if it's against an anti-religious education and environment and so on. Yeah, he can force you. That's what the Ketzayis talks about. Whether you kaifa al tzedakah.
That someone
but it's not just a nice thing. There's a chiyuv to give tzedakah. The question is, are you mechuyav to give these guys? Maybe they're richer than you. Maybe they're mechuyav to give us tzedakah. It's a different question. But whenever there's a bona fide tzedakah, then you mechuyav. It's not some a nice thing. Absolutely mechuyav to give tzedakah.
What's
that's what he says. Mili the brachis has been out of my machem. Mili the nizikin has been out of my chaver. And mili the avis is midis. Midis has been out of my yatzma.
Why would that exclude him? I mean, why would that say that? Why is the only the guy to be like the shalom? It should be that's a good
visa. That's a good taina. I don't know. That's a good point. Why shouldn't it be minatari based on midat? I don't know.
In the case of the Russian,
that would be for having only be for the Beis Chodesh because then afterwards the Russian is again. So I pass them once to go in Rubin Dormitory and I give them stucca, and when I go out, that becomes stuck in pain.
I don't know, you have to look in your day. I don't know.
Well, like if you walk in there, showing, so there are a lot of people out there with stucca. So you're bound to run across the same person 3 or 4 times, so you need to give them everything.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Keep it up, Amos Ben Amlamach. What's the nature of the mitzvah? For another fellow human being, why is it?
It's an indirect way of being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with my parents, are shutim and bringing me about. So by being mechaber, they're shutiv. By being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu shutiv, I'm indirect with being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you be mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm mechaber shutiv, and that shows how much you hold from him. If what? It's done after the father's dead. The Gemara says that there is mechabde mechay mechabde lacham oisai. But still, the mechabde lacham oisai, that's what the Maram Shik writes, cannot be a chiyah ben adam l'chaver. It has to be only a samida taifa or a chiyah ben adam l'chaver.
Even if they are still
yep. And still, why does he call it a chesed v'yem? So he should say, I command you, I want you to do it. So it's a mitzvah kibra v'yem. I don't know, that's a very good kasha, leaving everything out. Forget about everything that I said. Stomach with kasha. I don't know. Why was he so worried that he didn't want to be buried by Mitzrayim? So Rashi quotes 3 reasons from the Medrash. One reason was he was afraid they're going to make an Avodah Zorah out of him. Because he stopped the Rav. Get my bracha, see the Shereb. They can make a cult out of him. See the Shereb, get my bracha, and that's Kuyim. So they may make him into an Avodah Zorah, so he didn't want to be buried. Number two, according to these 2 reasons, so it would have been sufficient if he would have said, "Al natik bereinu b'mitzrayim." What did he have to schlep him all the way to Eretz Yisrael to Moriz Hamachpeila? To bury me in Ethiopia, anywhere but Egypt, throw me into the Mediterranean, anywhere but Egypt. So what does he tell him? Go schlep me all the way to Eretz Yisrael. We discussed once in previous years the tshuva, the Minchas Aluza. Is it permissible to take a mace in a car to the cemetery? They have to adapt to carry on the shoulders. So he says, Avadi, you're not allowed to take the guy in a car. In a wagon, you have to take him on your shoulders. So the Maritz Chayis wrote in one place, it's permissible to take the mace to the Beis HaChayim on a wagon, Baharai from Yankif and the children. What do you think? They carried them all away from Mitzrayim to Mars Machpelah? That's ridiculous. Obviously, they took them away. Who said? Of course they carried them on their shoulders. It says they were carrying on their shoulders. It means all the way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. That's what he said. So the Shaila is the Tachmeridik. The two reasons that he asks, that Seifo Liyah is Afor Akinim, and he doesn't want bugs crawling all over him, and he doesn't want they should make him into an Avodah Zarah. That explains why he doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. That he should tell his children they should schlep him all the way by wagon or by shoulder. They should schlep him all the way to Maris HaMachpelah, to Chevron. To HaMoradik HaMahalach. In those days. It took weeks. So why did he ask him to take him to Eretz Yisrael? So that's the third reason that Rashi quotes. Rashi gives the third reason is Shein Eisei Chutzlo Atzchai Melo B'tzar Gilgal Mechilut. The Gemara at the very end of Ksuba says that Bashas Tchiyas HaMesim, those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael will come up. Those who are buried in Chutzlos will have to roll to Eretz Yisrael, and then they'll come up. So there's going to be a Tzar Gilgal Mechilus, the rolling of the Mesim, the bones under the, in the Mechilus are underground tunnels. So there's going to be a Tzar. So he didn't want the Tzar Gilgal Mechilus. He wanted to be buried up in Eretz Yisrael. So some quote in the name of one of the Talmidim of the Samsoika, I think the Maharamash, one of the great Hungarian Goinim, that he suggested that perhaps that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Where does he really say that there's Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah? So the Gemara says in the last parak in Sanhedrin, whoever doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah is in the Chelik or Mabon. He himself will not be Zechet to Tchiyas HaMesim. The Gemara gives different Ramazim. This Ramaz, that Ramaz. So some Achrenim say, and other Ramaz, that it says B'shachafti in Mabon. It always says B'shachafti, B'yishka. What do you mean B'shachafti? Usually Lishka means to go to sleep and then you're going to wake up. So what does he say, Loshem Shachafti? So that's the Mashmoah, the way the Chumash writes, describes death as Shchiva, means that the person is going to sleep and is going to wake up. So perhaps that's why it says over here, I'll not take bury in Mitzrayim, anything, don't bury me in Mitzrayim, but I'm going to ask you something more than that. Not only don't I want to be buried in Mitzrayim, I want you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because V'shachafti in Mavoisai, because I'm just going to sleep. I'm going to wake up later, I'm going to have a Tchiyas HaMesim, and I don't want to suffer the Tzar Gilgal Mechilas. That's why, when the Sasanim in the time of Faratani, big fool Rostam, I want you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Maharamash suggested, Psham. Once he's already going, he may as well. Once he's ready schlepping to Eretz Yisrael, he may as well be in Maharamash.
You're coming to himself, you himself.
Not that much further than the border of Egypt for me. Nachum Mitzrayim, yeah, it's very far from Nachum Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's a covet for the mace, to be buried in Kevroth, especially if you're buried in Maris HaMachpel. Avad, it's a covet. I don't know. The Gemara says that there's a Tzar Gilgal Mechilas. Rashi quotes, and the Gemara has in the end of Ksuba, that there's going to be a Tzar Gilgal Mechilas. Kibbutz HaKev is a different family. That's when you put the mace into the cave. That's Kibbutz HaKev. No, this is way later. This is years later when the person is about to have Tchiyas HaMesim, so the bodies roll under the ground and summit. Oh, you mean, oh, you see that the mace can have some. Yeah. I don't know what it means. I've never, I don't recall experiencing. I think the Mars is anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. I think so. Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu got sick. So they told Yosef, Hine avicha chayla, Vayagin liyakov vayam, Hine bincha Yosef boylech, Vayishchazeg yisov, Vayeshev al hamito. So they quote a famous comment in the name of the Vilna Goen, that the Gemara says in Nedorim, there's a sugi in the middle of Nedorim about bicha chaylim. So the Gemara says that if a person is fulfilling the mitzvah of bicha chaylim, he will take away 1/60th of the chayli that the sick man has. But then the Gemara says that's only if he's ben gilo, if he's at this has some kind of a shaykhus with the other person, same age or the same way of thinking or the same at the same one in the same mazel or something. But if they have no shaykhus with each other, stam comes to be mevakeh chayla, he will not necessarily succeed in taking away 1/60th.
Did the Gemara ask why don't 60 people come?
Right, the Gemara says, why not have 60 people come who have been gilam and completely cure him? So the Gemara says, no, kisaraisa de bei rebbe. But there's a din that when a father died and the daughters get married after the father died, so the daughter who gets married is entitled to take isa nechas, 1/10 of the yerusha that the father left. Because it's an umdin in the muchach, it's understood that the father would have wanted to give the daughter 1/10. Unless we know that the father was a cheapo, el cheapo, while he was alive, or he was very magnanimous, and he gave more or less, and then he gives more or less, depending on what the father demonstrated while he was alive. Or if he left it tzavua, when my daughter gets married, give her $10. I give her half of the Yerusha. Whatever he says goes with. It doesn't say one way or the other. It doesn't indicate one way or the other. So you assume the umdin is at one tenth. So the Gemara says he has 10 daughters, so the sons get nothing. So the Gemara says no. Each one takes one tenth of what's left. So the Gemara says, just like Yisir Aisa, the Bei Rebbe, each one takes one tenth of what's left from the Yerusha. So too over here, each one takes like 1/60th of what's left from the Chayyim. So the guy's still going to be good mistakes. Yeah, he's still going to be good mistakes, but they'll take away 1/60th. So the Vilna Gaon has a famous comment. He says that Rashi on a previous parsha writes, Ela told us Yankev Yosef and Shvayis Veshonah. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that Yosef was more similar to Yaakov than all the other children. He some of the things happened in his life that were reminiscent of things that happened to Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash also says that his face, his facial features, were similar to those of his father Yankev. He was more similar. So he was the Ben Gilo of Yankov Avinu. So the Goyim says that that's the Pshat and the Pasuk, a remnant. It says they told Yosef, Hinei Avicha Chayla, Hinei is a Gematria 60. Hey Nun Hey. So your father is sick, but he has 100% sickness. It means he has 60 units of sickness. That's 100%. So when they told Yaakov that Hinei Bincha Yosef, Boy Alecha, your son came, so it was ready by his Chazik Yisrael, he already felt better. By Yeshaval Ha Mito. Ha Mito is a Gematria of 59. It changed from 60 to 59 because Yosef was Ben Gilo and he already took away 1/60th of the Chayim. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon.
When you say take away 1/60th,
does that mean the person visiting gets doesn't get sick? No, it just means that he gets cured. I think that's what it means. The pasuk says, that Rashi explains the pasuk. The pasuk itself is unclear. Rashi explains the pasuk that Yaakov was given a bracha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Goyu kal goy mi yemi meko. Melach mechal atzecha yetzei. What do you mean Goyu kal goy mi yemi meko? He only had one child after that bracha was given. Only Binyamin was born. So he understood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to have another child or another shevet or one of his shvatim is going to split into two. Limdani, Rashi quotes, Shasid echad mishvatai lecholik. One of the shvatim, either I'm going to have another, my wife, one of my wives is going to have another baby, or one of the shvatim is going to be split. So that bracha, oisamatonani noisam lechol, that bracha, that I'm going to have another shevet, I give to you, unisaticha lekalamim. That bracha, I'm going to have another shevet, so I say, hinei, shnei banecha, haniladim lechol be'art and sraim, Ephraim and Menashe, kiruvim v'shimen yihiruli. I hereby declare that your two sons should split up into two shvatim. And if you'll have any more children, that's not. They belong to Shevet Ephraim and Shevet Menashe. They will not be given, not any more babies that you have. He tells you, if you have more children, they won't become more Shvatim. You're going to have two Shvatim and that's all. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. They quote also in the name of the Vilna Gaon, a very strange Chassidish and nice, that his daughter was married and she had a baby and the baby died. She had another baby, the baby died, so she was very worried. So she was pregnant and she came to visit the father to ask him what should she do that the third baby shouldn't die. So he said, based on this pasuk, that when the baby is born, they should give the baby the name of the brother who died before, and that should be the second name. The first name should be someone else, because it says that his pachuma quotes my friend, and we discussed it a few weeks ago. And you're not supposed to give a name after a person who died at a young age. But the Gaon said, no, add on another name. The Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelke said, add on another name. So that's what the Gaon said. The Gaon followed the Chuvah Beis Yitzchak. It was written after his day. So, 100 years after. So the Gaon said, give that the second name. Give the first name a different name. And the name of the last baby who died, the immediate last baby who died, give that as a second name and the child will survive. So he said, and the remez is this pasuk. And the babies that will be born afterwards, if you want them to survive, that you should have them, you should name them after their deceased brother. So when they write over this story in the books. So they write that other women did the same thing, other women who were losing children did the same thing, and it always worked. It's Bodhika Manus. There are all kinds of traditional writings about the groin. Related Barab Chaim Valojana. Related Barab Chaim Valojana. And the Hagdamah to the Sifra Ditzniya, so the only one wrote the Biram, part of the Zohar, called Sifra Ditzniya. So in the Hagdamah to the Bira Gran, Sifra Ditzniya, I think that's the only thing he wrote himself. The Bira Gran, the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote himself. And the Biur and the Sifra Ditzniya, everything else is written by Talmidim, all the other Biur. So in the Hagdamah to the Sifra Ditzniya, Rab Chaim Valojana writes all of Chassidus Shemovsim from the Rebbe, from Vilna Rebbe. They always write about the Vilna Goyen, they always call him the Chosid Hu Amiti. He's the real Chosid. And they write about the Balatanya HaGoyen Hu Amiti. The first page. The first page on this form, they write HaGoyen Hu Amiti, and on him they write HaChosid Hu Amiti. Pasuk says that Yosef wanted the father to give a bracha to his children. So he brought them to the father. Then he saw called the Mizuk and Luchaliras, Vayagishois Mela, Vayishak Lahem, Vayichabik Lahem. He kissed them and he hugged them. So the Sfarma has a comment on the Pasuk that really, if you want a bracha to be chal, you have to see the person or the thing which you're giving the bracha to. The Kohanim have to give a bracha upon him, can I get upon him, and have to face the Tzibur, so that the bracha will be chal. And then he quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to give a bracha to Eretz Israel. So he told him, Malei al Har Havar Mazal Reyes Oret HaTeva, look at Eretz Yisrael and give a bracha. And I want that your bracha, your Chassidus Shevet, your Tzadik, your bracha will be Nekuyim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael Mamish and give the bracha at a closer spot. Baruch Shalom said, no, then the whole bracha will be Nekuyim. I'm angry at Bnei Yisrael, I don't want the whole bracha to be Nekuyim. Give the bracha from a distance, so it won't be so Nekuyim. It won't be completely Nekuyim. Sfarna has a whole arichas on that in Chumash Dvarim. So the Sfarno comments over here, in three, four places, he has the same explanation. So he says, Yaakov Avinu wanted to give a bracha, but how can he give a bracha? How will it be chal? He's blind. And he's so covered in his and he can't see them. How can the bracha be chal? He doesn't see what he's giving a bracha. So that's why, by Yagisha Ismail, by Yishaklem, by Chabiklem, that should be the mitzaref of the Mevorach with the Mizbarach. So then he gave them the bracha. So the Pasuk says that Yosef brought them to the father in such a way that Ephraim was Mismol Yisrael and Menashe was Mimin Yisrael. What was behind this? Because the bracha on the Yimin will be stronger than the bracha on the small. So why should the bracha be given to Menashe more so than to be given to Ephraim? So the Sam Sefer writes in his Biurim and in his Droshes on Chumash that throughout the Chumash, whenever you have brachas given to Yisachar and Zvulun, I think the Gemara points this out, or the Medrash points it out, or both. The bracha is always given to Zvulun first, before Yisachar. And the Gemara says in the first parak, on the first Mishnah in Zvachim, that Yisachar and Zvulun had a deal. That Yisachar used to sit and learn Torah. Pasuk in Divrei Yomah says, Bnei Yisachar had been Leitim. They used to sit and they were members of the Sanhedrin. They would be kaveh chadoshim and ma'abeshanim. They had been Leitim. They knew when it was Rish Chodesh. They let everybody else know. They knew and they let everybody else know when it was Rish Chodesh, when it was Shana Buberis and so on. And Zvulun were the ones who supported them. Zvulun was he was making money and he was supporting Yisachar, and that's why they split in the Schar. That's what the Gemara says. I think the Gemara in the Midrashim says that that's why when Yankiv gives a bracha and when Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to Yisachar and Zvulun, one might have thought that Yisachar comes first, so the Pasuk says no, that Zvulun gets the bracha first, because Zvulun is one who enabled Yisachar to learn. So that's what the Chassam Sofer suggests. That was the Hava Min of Yosef HaTzadik over here, that he wanted the bracha to be given to Menashe with the right hand, and to Ephraim with the left hand, because Ephraim was the learner. And Menashe was the one who was Yisik and Parnassus. So he thought that Menashe should come first. The question is, why was he wrong? Why did Yankov Avinu say wrong? So he has a comment on that.
Would Menashe support Ephraim?
That's what the Chassam Sofer says he wasn't. That Yaakov Avinu said, well, Yosef thought that Ephraim sits and learns, and Menashe is the one who is Yosef and everything. So he thought it's going to be a deal like Yisachar's will. So he says, no. He says, Yadaita bini yadaita gamhu yaleam gamhu yigdolum, ochim hakotan yigdol mimenu bizarre yim, lo agoyim, Mr. Luxam Sefer says that Ephraim will have both Torah and Dula b'makamecha. That Menashe will not be Mepharnes, it won't be a Yisachar Zvulun deal. Menashe is just plain old businessman. And Ephraim is going to have both. He's going to have Torah and Bruch. That's out of some surface. But it's an interesting dehek that Yosef thought that the bracha should be given more so to the first. The bracha should be given first to Menashe and sort of second to Ephraim, similar to everybody else. The bracha is first to Zvulun and then to Yisrael.
Still,
it was
the national car.
We all
what kind of question
to begin with? Yeah, you don't even need any
explanation. I think it's a problem. Because the, we had said that Yaakov had the three rules, so we took him. That was the whole point. It's a ministry.
He also said, "Kshono Elayish Kolei Bini." I think this Fana probably has it over there also. Why did he have to kiss him that the bracha should be mitzurif to him? I think it could be that he says it over there. He has this theme in a few places. In there. And he kissed him. Yankos kissed Yitzchak. He asked him to come and kiss.
So what was the bracha that he gave to Menashe Ephraim? Yidgalora b'kerev haaretz, amal ha'goyel, Yidgalora b'kerev haaretz. So they quote in the name of Bivul Megoyen. You look through the several times of Yehan Chumash, the listings of the census of the Bnei Yisrael, you don't find that Menashe Ephraim were more Bishvatim than the others. What happened to the bracha of Yanka Avinu? It's never been queen.
Each one is only one thing.
They were twice as big. Yeshua, they complained, they can't fit into their chelik. Why couldn't they squeeze in everybody else could? But the Imam Balas is saying it's because they multiplied in those 14 years.
Everybody in this part of the world a lot more than usual. And so they were not weaker from the other tribes because everybody was doing more. So when they got there to show the others didn't. So,
okay. There is still this difference is only noticeable in Eretz Yisrael.
That's how the Gdolim say pshat. That the difference was only noticeable when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Then the pasuk says after they left, Vayuka Yankev al Banos. He says he wants everybody to come here. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when Moshiach comes. He's going to tell him when Moshiach is going to come. And then he doesn't tell him when Moshiach is going to come. What happens? The Gemara says, Bikish Yankev al Galas Eses HaKeitz Nishtam Imenu Ruach HaKodesh. So he thought maybe Shema Yirap Sul Dezari, maybe the reason why I don't have the Ruach HaKodesh is because my children are not worthy of hearing this nevuah, and that's why I forgot when the cakes. Why did he want to tell them when the cakes is? So all the Mepharshim say Pashut, because right. If you know that you only have to suffer for 4 years and then you finish college, so it's not so bad. But if you just your parents throw you into college, and then you don't know when you're going to graduate, and then you know that the dean sometimes can be kind to you and give you a degree, and then you'll be putter, so then the suffering is worse. if you know in advance that there's a kitzvah, so it's not topia. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children, to tell us a matzora, when the Mashiach is going to come, when the end of all the tzoras of the goddess are going to be. Minister the many racha kaddish. So he thought that there must be something wrong with his children, that they're not worthy of hearing, that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants them not to know, that they should suffer psychologically, the suffering should be greater. The Rebbeinu Shalom said no. So he said, what's it not? Someone doesn't believe in the Amunah, so he said Shema. So he said, he was mitzvah them, the Medrash says. By Yitzavah's banner, he gave them a tzivu before he died. What was a tzivu? He said, don't worship Avodah Zarah, and don't be megadeth as Hashem, and when I die and carry me back to Eretz Yisrael, to bury me in Eretz Yisrael, he told who should stay on what side, how they should carry him. Whatever, gave him a psalm. What did he tell him about the Avodah Zarah for? So it means he was worried, maybe Shem Yesh Psul to that, maybe they rubbed the Avodah Zarah, like Avraham Avinu was a big tzaddik, and Hanison Yishmael, who was Avodah Zarah. Yitzchak was a big tzaddik. And he had his wonderful brother Esau, who was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So he thought, maybe my children also have the Avodah Zarah. Maybe they're not worthy of knowing when the case will be. So Esau answered him, no, Shema Yisrael, listen, Dad. Shema Kenu, Shema Chod. You believe in one God, we believe in one God. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem. Wonderful, wonderful. So how come I don't have the Nevuah to tell you? So then the Baruch Hashem said, no, this is one of the things that no one is supposed to know. That's another Gemara. The Gemara himself doesn't theorize, but the Meforshim on Yan Yaakov, they quote the Gemara in some other place. I forgot where. There is a Gemara that says that there are three, four things, or six things, that are stumim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anybody to know. So one of them is when the cake is done. Doesn't want them to know. So the Gemara, the Pesachim on Dasman, Vav Amin Aleph, has more of a comment on this. It's very strange. They said, Shema Yisrael, the father's name is Yisrael. Let's say my father's name is Jack. So I say, listen, Jack, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the same God that you have, I have also. Will I call your father Jack? I don't know. It's awesome. For sure it's awesome. It says in the Gemara. So how do you say Shema Yisrael is what the Shvatim said to their father? I don't understand Shem. I don't know. But the Gemara says that when they said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we all believe in the same Emunah, we don't have a different religion, we're not making a different religion. We all have Hashem Echad. So Yaakov Avinu got so excited. Baruch Shem, that's all I have to know. This is already Klal Shemayim. And then the Gemara says, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have it in the Chumash like that. Moshe Rabbeinu has Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, doesn't have Baruch Shem right afterwards. So therefore the Chachamim, when they're masaking the Siddur, it's not a pasuk. It's not a pasuk at all. No. So the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given. It wasn't dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu to be put in the Chumash after Shema Yisrael. So the Gemara says when the Chachamim were composing the Siddur, you have Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema Nesh and so on. So they had a problem when we say Kriya Shema, should we say Baruch Shem or not? Yaakov Avinu said it, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. So should we say it or shouldn't we say it? So they made a compromise and they said, say it b'chashoy. What kind of story is that? You say it b'chashoy. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it? If Yankov felt that it's a worthy thing to say after everybody says Shema Yisrael, so why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have it? And why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictate it to Moshe Rabbeinu to put it into the Chumash? In West Pshat, we are faced with a dilemma whether we should say Baruch Shem or not, so we say it B'chashoy. How does B'chashoy solve the problem? So all of the Meforshim and the Agadah to talk about this. So the Nesivus has in a Sefer HaChumash, Nachos Yaakov, a beer that's at this, I think it's a pretty popular beer. I think others say the same. Yaakov Avinu was kind of Matan Torah. So the Yikav was Emunah. You believe in one God, that's it. There isn't too much more to do. What did the others do before Maman Hasnira? They did. Milah, Bismillah. Okay, they're going to do Bismillah. They will get mal. The question is whether they believe. So he said, Shema Chodah. So he said, give all the Kindalach, Baruch Shem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch. That's all I want to hear. Geloif, so the Rabbani Shalom, everybody believes. Moshe Rabbeinu is after Maman Hasnira, after Matan Torah. He's going to say, Hashem Echad. The Gemara says, what's a Yehudi? A Yehudi, one who believes in Hashem Echad. One is Meyache. The Gemara says in Megillah, Mordechai, how Yehudi? All the Jews are called Yehudim. Why are all the Jews called Yehudim? Shevet Yehuda is called Yehudi. If you're not from Shevet Yehuda, if you're a Kohen or a Levi, obviously you're not from Shevet Yehuda. So you shouldn't be called a Jew. Kohanim and Levim are not Jewish. A Jew means from Shevet Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. A Yehudi means one who believes in Hashem Echad. That's how Yehudi, one believes in Hashem Echad. That's Kodem Matan Torah. That's all there was. It was Hashem Echad. And Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Shem, Kodem Chosin Avot. Wonderful. Keep up the religion. But after Maimon HaSinai, there are 613 mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu could not write in the Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch is not going to dictate for him, right after Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem, Kodem Chosin Avot, Givaldik, that's all we want to hear. That's not all we want to hear. We want to hear Tfilin and Tzitzis and Krishna and all the dinim derayta and all the dinim derabban and all the minhagim and everything from A to Z, the whole Dalet Chelki Shulchan Aruch with everything, with all the tshuvas tafas and everything. That's not enough. Other rabbis in the Sivas points out, there's a famous medrash in Eicha Rabbasi, other rabbis. The medrash says a lashon halavai Hakadosh Baruch Hu halavai osi azavu v'tarasi shamaru shemar shebo magziran amuta. Halavai the Jews wouldn't believe in me, the Rabbanu Shalom says, but they should learn the Torah. They should learn the Torah. From learning the Torah, from doing the mitzvahs, they'll get back to the emuna. You just have emuna, doesn't necessarily. A lot of Jews who believe, the Jews at heart, they have emuna. So kodem matan Torah, that was all they had to do. Have emuna and do bris milah, believe in the state of Israel. March in the Israeli parade, and that's all. That's all they want. Not to intermarry, we discussed. Not to intermarry, and to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, and to believe in the Medina. Those are the three mitzvahs. Believe in one God, Yichud Hashem, and that's the whole religion. So you say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But after Maimon Hasina, there's much more. And the Medrash says, just the reverse. Halavai osi azavu. I would prefer that they shouldn't believe in me, but Teirasi Shamaru, they should learn Torah, they should keep mitzvahs, and that will bring them, all the learning of Torah and keeping of mitzvahs will bring them back to Emunah. The mitzvahs lead the person to have Emunah. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't, in the Chumash, which is after Matan Torah, he cannot have a statement of excitement after Shema Yisrael. That's not how they get excited about, just Emunah. So the Chachamim were faced with a dilemma when they instituted the Siddur, the davening, and so on. You have to say Krishma every day. Shach b'chav k'mefer, you have to say every day, twice a day. So they wanted to know, should they include Baruch Shem or not? So of course you can't include Baruch Shem. If the Maimon Hasina can't include it. But Aliba de Emes, it's a very important thing. Look, if, what are you going to say? Let's say the Reform and the Conservative Jews. So they believe in one God, and they practice Bris Milah, and some of them don't intermarry. But I'm going to say, Ramstein, a lot of them do. Most of them do. Most of them do. Yeah. But let's say we're talking about those who don't intermarry, those who do hope for the Medina. Some of them, a lot of them don't even hope for the Medina. But let's say those who are Jews, from Kodesh Matan Torah Jews, the real old-style Jews, from the Alta Hank, Meretz Kanan, Kodesh Matan Torah. All they do are, they have Hashem Echad, and they practice Bris Milah, and they don't intermarry, and they hope for the Medina. They do their four mitzvahs. That's really, I mean, officially, we can't have an official policy that's gevaldik. Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem. We can't endorse what they're doing that is gevaldik, gevaldik. But Bahashoy, we say that it really is great. That it will call upon them. They're doing that, at least they're like Avraham Yitzchak, they're doing something. So that's why the Chacham instead says, say Bahashoy, as an official policy, we can't approve of the conservative reform. But unofficially, we say, Baruch Hashem, that at least they believe and they keep something. At least they believe. So he said, then he adds on, and that's why on Yom Kippur, the Nisim, that's why on Yom Kippur we say, Bikol Ram, we want the Rebbeinu Shalom to forgive everybody's sins. So he says, forgive their sins also. We say, Hashem Echad, they believe in one God. They march in the Israeli parade. They keep Mitzvah Smila. They don't marry Shiksas. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, forgive everybody's sins. At least they're Jews, like Kodesh Matan Torah. So forgive everybody's sins. If it's more or less, that's what a lot of the popular idea among Darshanim, that they say the Pshat and not the Agadita along the lines of the Nesivos.
Question for Halitza Shema Yisrael. What do you say? We said a few weeks ago that they won't discuss this guy anyway. So if you're such an old
could be. The Rambam writes that the Rabbanon is the din of Kibbutz Av on the Ger also.
Yeah, could be.
That was the Chiddush of the Gur Aryeh, right? The Maharal Miprag wrote a Gevaldik Chiddush that the Ovis Kodesh Matan Torah, each one had to be Mizgayim. It didn't go be Yerusha, it's a Chiddush Nishma. That's why Shimon can marry his sister. It's a big Chiddush.
Could it be that they said Shema Avinu and the Torah, like you said once, that the
paraphrasing.
That when
Hashem
say things in the Torah,
and we learn Adina
from there. So the answer is that the Torah
paraphrases. That's what I think. I think that must be the Hashem. I don't think they said Shema Yisrael. I think the Chumash paraphrased. That medrash is on the pasuk Vayitzav Oisom Vayomer Alem Ani Nasaf Alami Kivru Osi Alav Oisam Amarashet is the Ephraim Achiti. That's at the end of all the brachas. Aitzav Aisam said the Medrash on that pasuk says he was mitzav them on three things: on Avodah Zarah, on the Gadeth, and on Nesiyas Aharon, on Nesiyas Hamita. The Mefarshim on the Medrash discussed, what do you mean Avodah Zarah and the Gadeth? It's been the Sheva Mitzvah's been enough. Very strange. And the Shem is been asked, what do you have to tell them? We believe in Hashem Echad. So what he told them at Avodah Zarah, that Shituf is Oster, but the Noach Shituf is Mutan, for us Shituf is Oster. According to those Poskim, the Ramah understands the Taisus like that. There's the Taisus in the beginning of Chorus and the Taisus in Sahedrin, where Taisus speaks about Shituf. Those who worship, there are people who worship the Trinity. There's even more than one God. So Taisus says that Goyim are not Muzer al Kach. So the Ramah understands Taisus to mean, the Shach quotes the Ramah, who understood and misunderstood Taisus to mean that B'nai Noach are not Muzer al Kach, B'nai Noach are not Muzer on Shituf. If they believe in the invisible God that we believe in, if he's invisible to you, that's the same God that we believe in. The only thing is they also believe in the Son and the Holy Ghost also. They believe that there's a partnership, Shituf, there's a Shutzfus in running the world. So then Taisus says, for us that's Avodah Zarah, and for the B'nai Noach it's not Avodah Zarah. Yeah? So if you say it like that, then you understand. By Tzav HaYisam, he commanded them, look, Hashem Echad. He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKem, Hashem Echad. He was Mitzav HaDem, and Avodah Zarah means on Shituf. But then what's on Yiduf? Yiduf is one of the Shevim Mitzvahs in Israel. And especially the later Achranim say that it's a mistake, that the Ramah misunderstood Tesis. Even though the Shach quotes the Ramah, the Pisik Shuvah, and Yeridei Hilchos Avodah Zarah, quotes the later Achranim, and the Minhas Sinah says like that. The Salvation says Rav Chaim held like that, that it was Pishkogah HaYotzim Melifnei HaShalit. That the Ramah completely misunderstood the Taisus. Taisus, Pashav Shat is talking about a different thing. That Goyim are not Muzer al Kach, Goyim are not Muzer, not to be Nishba B'Shem Avodah Zarah. That's what Taisus talks about. They're not talking about worshipping Avodah Zarah. If a Nachri believes in a Shutvis, so the Pashtus is that the Nachri is violating Avodah Zarah. The same Avodah Zarah that we have is what they have. What? They have a different. They have a different Avodah Zarah.
The Rebbe said a couple years ago, it says that every Nishba held there.
He says that Christianity has negative effects, but it also has a little positive effect, that they brought to the savages and the African jungles and so on the idea of Mashiach. The idea, some of the people didn't even know that there exists a Bariyarim, so at least they brought religious ideas to them. It had negative effects, but it had some positive side effects. That's what they're on. But the Pashtus is in Taisus also, that it is Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Mefarshim is talking about. What do you mean by Tzav HaYisam? And Avodah Zarah and Amigadet. Everybody's mechuyev now. There's a difference. Pirushim are given. Some say by Tzavais, and he told them that there's a din of Yehoreh Vayavah for you. But the Ummah told him there is no Yehoreh Vayavah. Many of Rishonim learned. The Rambam holds like that. There is no Yehoreh Vayavah on Bnei Noach, even on Avodah Zarah, even on Shituf HaZon. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bisedei HaTorah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin raises the question, is there a din of Yehoreh Vayavah by the Bnei Noach or not? And the Gemara gives a conclusion. The only question is, it's vague, it's unclear what the conclusion. The Gemara gives a clear answer. But there's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, what the answer of the Gemara was. So the Rambam says the answer was that B'nai Noach do not have a din of Yehoreh Vayavah. Only Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem Al Gadol Hazeh. The Rambam. Only the Jews, not the Yehoshua. So some, I think the Klichem that quotes this pshat. Some say that by Tzav HaYisim he was Mitzav HaNem and Avodah Zarah and Amigadei, that as far as you're concerned it's even Yehoreh Vayavah. As far as the other Umas Ha'olam are concerned, it won't be Yehoreh Vayavah. But for you, it should be Yehoreh Vayavah.
question is, when the Yehoreh Vayavah, it's a question whether on the three days, Avodah Zarah is Kiddush HaRashi, Shvi'is, Tzav, when it's the Omis, so some say that the whole, it's because the Averis is so chamor that Avodah Zarah is so chamor, so you're not allowed to do it, or some say that the Averis is not the Averis itself, because the Omis, you wouldn't be chayav on the Averis, just that you need a Kiddush HaShem. So you can say it's Kiddush HaShem, then it's not chayav to the Menorah, but if you say that the Averis is so chamor, then it should be shy for the Minoah. Could be.
What about, let's say, Gilead Rice?
Gilead
Rice is going to be the Aveira.
Pardon me?
Gilead Rice is the Aveira.
Definitely the
Aveira.
It's definitely not
the Aveira.
Doing
the Aveira. Yeah. But Zarah can say he doesn't believe in it. Taisus says that. But Zarah doesn't believe in it. So he's not really Mekabel Beloah. So how can you say that he's worshipping Avodah Zarah? So Taisus says that, Kash. And so how can you ever have Yehoreh Vayavah by Avodah Zarah? He didn't do any Aveira. Some are a sign of Avodah Zarah, but it's not really Avodah Zarah. Somebody wrote an essay about that last year's Beis Yitzchok. Seal off Bikvei Hatzon. All the world's problems are solved, yes.
What if the Yaakov and Sabbath was something new?
Enoch and Ami can say they're not something new. Yeah. You can say it's not something.
Is there about Islam, whether that was
I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't think so which way?
No, I think everybody agrees that it's not Avodah Zarah. Because they have a Novi HaSheker. They believe in a Novi HaSheker. It's not Avodah Zarah. Christianity, the Ramah quotes the Tosis and Ramah in Dark Emotion. The Shah quotes the Ramah in Dark Emotion. The other day, who understood the Tosis to mean that B'nai Noach are not Muzer on Shittu. And the later Poskim say, Rabbi Vadi Yosef has a tshuva. He says that the Haskamas, Rabbi Poskim is against that. Ramah's understanding of Tosis is that it's not so. Tosis meant that B'nai Noach are not Muzer. Shalom Hishaveya Bavayde Zorah. Shalom Hishaveya. But Shalom Lavar Bavayde Zorah Bishiku. So that most of the later Achranim say that. That would be also for the name of sure. If they believe that Yashke is a Navi HaSheker, then we believe all things are Navi HaSheker. If they believe he's a Navi HaEmes, they're violating it, it's a Navi HaSheker. But if they believe he's a deity, he's a partner in the firm, then that's Shittuv. That's Shittuv. So Shittuv is this machlekes. So the but the Jews, I mean, a Jew believes. Yeah, for a Jew is certainly that Shittuv is Avodah Zarah. Gemara says on the pasuk, Ela lehachi sol shehaluchah. There is haluchah loshen rabim. So the simple pshat is because Elohecha, Elohim is always plural. Elohim by its very nature is always plural. But the Gemara says no, shehaluchah loshen rabim sheivu lalehus harbe. That for a Jew, the worship of Avodah Zarah b'shittuv is also forbidden. Means I believe that the Rabbi Shlom runs the world most of the time. I had a professor who called Jewish history in the college. That Hashgacha Pratis, the Rabbi Shlom runs the world 99% of the time. But 1% of the time he doesn't. That's called shittuv. That's called Avodah Zarah b'shittuv. That if you don't believe Hashem Echad, you don't believe that there's one God who has complete control over everything in the whole wide world. From the heavens above till the earth below, as it says in the Holy Chumash, that's called Shittuv. It means that the Rabban Shalom doesn't have full control. That's Hashem Echad. We, the Jews, are the Yehudim. We believe in Hashem Echad. The Muslim don't believe in Hashem Echad.
What about the Gemara that said there's different
levels of Hashgacha Pratis? If I started this one Hashgacha Pratis, the Chodesh should be total Hashgacha Pratis for everybody. Yeah, Hashgacha Pratis means how far does he bother go out of his way to take care of things. But he has complete control.
If he wanted to.
Yeah. Can't do anything without him. The pasuk concludes here, after giving all the brachas, it's about Yechal Yaakov and Esav says, Banav, after he finished giving the tzavor, he dropped dead. So the Torah Tmima quotes another to Rab Nosson, Omer Abtarfin, Eid Adam Eisan Amitaych HaBatolah, people die because they don't do any work. If you'd be engaged in learning, if you just sit back and you watch television, and you go to Florida for a week, and you're intercession, you go to Israel, it's basically the guy just wastes all this time. So that brings about Misa. People die when they don't do any work. When people are busy doing work, so that keeps them alive. It says, when he finished giving the tzavor, he dropped that. If he would have given a tzavor, if he would have spoken long, he wouldn't have died so early. When he finished all of his activities he had to do, he had nothing to do, so he died. He had nothing to do.
Yeah,
that's another thing, that the Torah would have been nagging on him. That's another thing. I don't think this is not the same. Rav Tarfon says that everybody should be engaged. That's a very important thing. When people get old, so it's very everybody knows that. It's very important to engage yourself in some kind of work or another. People don't do anything, so they die. Then the pasuk says, "Va'yipol Yosef al pnei aviv va'yeth k'vala va'yishak lo." He kissed his father. So the Archaim HaKodesh writes on this pasuk, it's not proper to kiss a dead person except if it's one's father. The marker for that is supposed to be a Sefer Chassidim. I think it's quoted in the Yerudei. Sefer Chassidim says that you shouldn't kiss a mace unless it's one's own parent. Unless it's a parent. Then it says that they were choynet. They embalmed the father. So the Cheskuni has a comment on the pasuk that Yosef died before the other brothers. It says in the end. So it says that Yosef died before the other brothers. So there are different suggestions in the Medrash why Yosef died before the other brothers. One reason given by the Medrash is that he was in politics, and politics causes you to die early. Rabbanus mekaberes es baileha. Rabbanus means politics. Rabbanus mekaberes es baileha. Yiddish, they say, the Rebbetzin buries a husband. Rabbanus mekaberes. What it means in the Gemara is Rabbanus means one is naive Rabbanus. One who gets involved in politics, gets aggravated, eats himself up alive, and he dies. So the Cheskuni has a different, the Midrashim have different suggestions. Phil Sashan talks about it all in a quote from Midrashim. Why did Yeshua die before the others? So the Cheskuni has a different shot. He says he died because he embalmed the father. That was an aveirah, not an embalm a mace. It's keneged adin. So the Mefarshim discussed it. Why is it's called a matan Torah? He meant it lekavod. Okay, he meant that's how they used to do to all the paros. He used to embalm all of them. So he meant it to be mechaved his father, to treat him like a king, treat him royally. So why should he be punished? Whatever. That's what the Cheskel is.
The
Morris and Octavius could one of them would be backed up like Stop. Yankin? No. I don't know. After the Rav was over, why didn't the brothers go back? They knew this was the name of it. I think so. But Rabbi Shalom told Yankovina that this is going to be the God. When I will be ready, I will bring you back. I think so. The Ramban quotes a machlokes hatanaim vayigash. Unless he said Ramban has a machlokes hatanaim, whether the rov was over after the 2 years or it came back again after Yaakov Avinu died, because he quotes a sifrei that one Tana comments on the pasuk at the end of this week. It says vaychalpi Yosef esechov. I forgot the whole pasuk. Vaychalpi Yosef esechov is. They based them or something. So the Tana, one time in the phrase says, "Ain loshin kiel kol ela b'shneis harov," and they quote another pasuk that the term, the verb vayichalpa means when there's a rov. So where was their rov? If the Yankovina gave a bracha to Paroi, so the rov was over. So one time it says, no, the rov was only over because Mana Yankov was alive. After he died, then the rov came back again, because a bracha from a tzaddik is only chal, only the queen called Mana tzaddik is alive. After the tzaddik dies, then everything that he accomplished dies with him. The other Tana says, what are you talking about? That covered for a tzaddik that the bunch of shalom in kaim is bracha while he's alive, and after he dies, not the chabizonian. No, when a tzaddik gets that bracha, the bracha remains. So the rov disappeared and didn't come back. And the other Tana says back, no, that is the covered for the tzaddik. That calls man he's alive, the bracha is there. After he dies, then the bracha is ours. No,
all the brachas that were given all to
history.
But then the
Midbar,
when you
had
the,
way later.
And then they covered all the bear line when Miriam died.
That was the discussed, yeah, that's a different thing. That wasn't the bracha, that was an discuss of Miriam, the discuss of Aaron, they had something. So when they died, it disappeared. So Machalek is not telling whether the rough came back again, but if it came, it only came back for 5 years, it didn't come back to the early voice. This question is still a good question. After the 5 years were up, why didn't they go back? Apparently they heard from the father, that he heard from the Nevuah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I tell you to come back, Teretz Kenan, then you come back. Suppose Mala don't tell you to come back, he stayed there, apparently.
I don't know what it is not the same about. I mean, nowadays,
I'm also,
I mean, we're supposed to
take this. I don't think so at all. No, we're not supposed to be here. None of us are supposed to be here. Not you and not me. The passage says when they brought the father into Eretz Yisrael to bury him, so they observed Shiva for 7 days. But the Rambam writes, even though it says in the Torah Shiva, the din of Shiva is only Takanah of the Rabbam, it's not a din deraisa. Because the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, this in Torah is Chad Shalom. The same thing the Rambam writes, Shiva Sinei Mishta. The Rambam in Hilchas Avelos writes both. Same thing, Shiva Sinei Mishta. It says, Malish Vazoi, so he's celebrating for 7 days and another 7 days. So he says, we don't derive from that postic by Yankov marrying Rav Avaleo that there's a din min ha-Torah that you have to celebrate Shiva Sinei Mishta. It's only Takanah of the Rabbam. It was a very early Takanah of the Rabbam, the Rambam writes. It was Moshe Beis Dino. Moshe Rabbeinu and his Beis Din were mistaken, but it didn't become a din deraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu makes the Takanah still only a din deraisa. Moshe Beis Din were mistaken both Shiva for Avelus and Shiva Simei HaMishpe for Achas and Kalas. Some Mefarshim point out that here it's certainly not, you can't say that this Avelus, by Asli Avav Evel Shiva Siyami, you can't say that that's the Avelus Shiva, it's before he was buried. It says, by Asli Avav Evel Shiva Siyami, then it has Pasuk Yud Gimel, 3 Pasukim later, by Yisu Asa Banav Artikanon says that they buried him later. So that was a different Shiva. It wasn't even the Shiva after Kvura at all. Of course he came down from here Shiva, of the Pashtuns. How come the Taka doesn't say that they observed Shiva after they buried him? They never observed Shiva. It doesn't say that they observed Shiva after they buried him. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Shiva with the Rabban. Even the conservative and the reform Jews, everybody fulfills Shiva. Even those who only fulfill Hashem Echad, and Lila, and Israeli parade, and the intermarriage. Everybody observed Shiva. It's universal. No, it's the international mitzvah of Shiva. How many days they did Shiva is a different question. Everybody knows Shiva. So some, so we pretend though. Some people call Shiva 3 days, 2 days. They don't know what the word Shiva means. I think Shiva means shiver, whatever. I don't know what it means. So the Kli Chemda has a comment on this pos, on this idea. He quotes the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Hamad Beis. Gemara has in one, I think one of the Amoraim. Gemara has an Agadah. One of the Amoraim is eating, and he told the other guy, he doesn't want to have bittul Torah. Talk to me and learning while I'm eating. So he says, no, you're not allowed to talk and learning. Emisichem Teichas Tzudim. Then he said, come on, tell me a Dvar Torah. So he said, Yankov Vina Loi Meis. So he says, are you crazy? What do you mean Yankov Vina Loi Meis? Because it says in the pasuk. Vayigva. Doesn't say Vayomas. Taste point says Vayigva. Doesn't say Vayomas. Vayichal Yaakov Tavis is Bana Vayesu Praglav Alamita Vayigva. He fainted. He doesn't say that he died. So he says, what do you mean? Vichibichdi Chontu Chanataya Vistoftu Sabdanaya. What they embalm him for? What they bury him for? What they say has fed him if he didn't die? So he says, I have a pasuk. And he quotes a pasuk from Treyasar. There's Makish Zaroi Loi. There's a hekesh between Yankov and his children. And just like the children don't die, so Yaakov Avinu didn't die, it's a pasuk. That's the end of the Gemara. They never answer the question, so what they bury him for, how they bury him alive, and what they say has paid him for, and how do they embalm a live person? They killed him. When they embalmed him, they killed him. When they buried him alive, they killed him. So the Gemara never answers. So the several of the Mefarshim on the Gemara all say the same thing. That Misa means that a person dies and there's no continuation. There's no Hemshechius. They say that when the Beis HaLevi died, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Soloveitchik told it over, that when the Beis HaLevi died, Rav Chaim said a hesped, so he said that his father, Beis HaLevi, had different talmidim. So he said his father had different facets to his personality, to his godless. So he had drush, he was a goyim and drush, and he had charifis, and he had bikiyas, and he had havana, and he had amkis, and he had pshat, different things. So he said that this one, I already forgot all the different names. He said, so I remember, Rav Zalman Sender, that was the father of the... the Dvar Avraham, the Kavar Avraham. Zalman Sender took one aspect, Kiyas or something. The other one took Charif, the other one took this, the other one took this. And I took Havana, whatever he said, Chaim. But the Pshat went down into the grave with my father. Said, no one took Pshat. No one, all the Talmidim they had, no one knows how to learn Pshat like my father. So whenever a person dies, he passes over different things, he passes over his money to his children. And different Midas, Tavis, and Midas he passes over, but there are some things that are not passed over. So those Midas, Tavis that he has that are not passed over, that's what one is misabal about. That's what you observe Shiva, that there's a psaniyut kvot shamay. But if you say that Yankov Avinu loy meis, then makish zarei loy, he didn't mean to say that he didn't die. But he died. The other Amari asks him, v'chidichdi, stoptu sabdanai, v'chontu chanataya. How they bury him, how did they embalm him, how did what they say hested for? Now the answer is Avada, physically he died. But what it says, Vayigva, doesn't say Vayomos, because it's not called Misa in Lashon HaTorah. Misa in Lashon HaTorah means when someone dies, and something, at least some aspect, some positive aspect of his personality, doesn't go over to future generations. But Yaakov Avinu was Mitasa Shlema. He gave everything that he had, he gave over to all the Shvatim. He didn't give it all over to one child. He had 12 children and a daughter. So he gave something over to each one of the Shvatim, but everybody all together, they got the Pshat with the Remez, with the Drush, with the Son, with the Harifas, with the Bekiyas, with the Havana, with the Drush, everything. They got everything for him. So that's why he doesn't say Vayomas, and that's why they never kept Shiva. That's how some say. That's why the Taka never kept Shiva later on. Because he wasn't Misa al Pidit. It's not called Misa. I don't know. That's what they want to say. That only Yankov is the one who didn't die. He didn't tell us it's like, I don't know. That's how someone is. Why did he pick on this member to tell him? Yankov Avinu Loi Meis, very strange. I think the Torah Tmimo has in his autobiography, Mekor Bruch has a comment on this. He says, Ein Mesichem Eterech Hasuda. Why doesn't it say Ein Mesaprim? He says, Mesichem means to get someone else to talk. That a person is eating a sandwich is not allowed to talk that he may choke. That's a double puzzle. You're not allowed to talk when you eat, you may choke. But let's say the other person is eating and he wants me to talk and learning. He wants me to talk and learning with him while he's eating and he won't talk. So that too is off. That's what the Torah means. That too is off. It says, Ein Mesichem Eterech Hasuda. You're not allowed to get the other guy to talk in the middle of the meal. Not only Ein Soch and Ein Mesichem. Why? Because he may say something that he will find very startling, very surprising, and he'll start to talk in the middle of the meal. And that's why, when the fellow was eating and he told the other guy, tell me over some different turn, he said, you're not allowed. So then he said, come on, tell me. So he told him, Yankov Avinu Loi Meis. An extremely startling statement. So the guy in the middle of the sandwich says, what are you talking about? So he showed him, you see, It's better that I shouldn't talk to you in learning. I may say something very startling and you'll start to talk in the middle of your meal, and it's dangerous. At the end of the parasha, you find that the brothers were afraid that Yosef was going to take revenge from them. So they ask him for forgiveness, and he says, you don't have to worry. Atem chashavt malai ruah lekim chashav l'toivo. So you're not going to have any punishment. So the Arachayim HaKadosh writes on Chumash, Moshel ma'adov adayma, a person intended to do an aveira, and it turned out that he didn't do an aveira. There's absolutely no punishment. So that's what it turned out, there was no punishment. So the Achrayim ask on the Arachayim HaKadosh, that the Mishneh Nazir says, Shaker, coming up next week in the Daf Yomi, no? Mishneh Nazir says on Chav Beis or something, that if a person miskavan lechol b'sar chazir, but all of the other b'sar tlet, Sarach Kapar, it says, Vashem Yislach lo, Me'er Kosem Adaber, Rashi Chumash Kosem, Me'er Kosem Adaber, a woman took a neder, and the husband was made for the neder, and she didn't realize that the husband was made for the neder. She went ahead and violated the neder, thinking she's doing an avera, and it turned out that there was no neder, the husband was made for it already, but still says in the Pasuk, Vashem Yislach lo, that she needs a kapara. So all of the Acharim asked, the Racham HaKadosh against the Mishnah, he didn't know enough in the Mishnah, Pilek Plam, he didn't know a Mishnah. So the Beis Yitzchok of Yitzchok Shmelkes has a teretz. He says it depends. If Nizkav Lechol B'Sar Chazir V'Ol B'Yod B'Sar Teleh, and it turned out that he ate kosher meat, then Tzorach Kapor. What if Nizkav Lechol B'Sar Chazir V'Ol B'Yod B'Sar Korban, and it turned out that he did a mitzvah? Not only didn't he do an aver, it turns out that he did a mitzvah, then he wants to say that you don't need a kapor. So that's how he says that. That's the pshat in the Arachayim HaKadosh. Tem Chashav Smalai Ro. Doesn't say Vekim Loi Chashav Alorot. It says Vekim Chashav Alotayvo. Turned out that it was a mitzvah. That's not bad in the Chumash, but it doesn't really fit into the Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh says, Moshe Lama Adav Adayim, a guy intended to poison the other one. He gave him a drink that's poisonous, that he should die. And then it turned out that it was wine. He forgot to put in the poison, just plain old wine. So what's the mitzvah? He gave him the wine. He didn't tell you he gave him the wine? Okay. The others give a different, it could be the Klichemda. I think the Klichemda may say this. Others say a different shot. That it's a difference between mitzvahs ben alam ha-havera as opposed to mitzvahs ben alam ha-mokam. By mitzvahs ben alam ha-havera, the only thing that counts is the end result. What's the bottom line? Was it a teva or was it a ra? By mitzvahs ben alam ha-mokam, there you can say, if he thought he's doing an haveri, he went ahead and did something, so it's also farechem as an haveri. But a mitzvahs ben alam ha-havera is nit. Some achrayim have.
Yes,
Midas they violated for sure. But the Avera, Ben Adam HaHavera, they're afraid he's going to take revenge because they baveled him. So he says, by Ben Adam HaHavera, it all depends what turned out in the end. And Achrayim give a marshal from the mitzvah of Shikro, that if the fellow forgets the bundles in the field, so he gets reward even though he didn't even realize that it was Shikro. And then there's a tefter that says, from the mitzvah of Shikra, we derive the following principle, maybe a Gemara, that if a man is walking in the street and he loses some money from his pocket, he has a hole in the pocket, and he only finds it and he's in his panis menu, so the man who lost the money gets a reward. I was legamri shalabi miskaven. So you learn out from the mitzvah of Shikra that even if Melchizedek is given shalabi miskaven, you also get reward. And some achrayim point out, when is there a machloikis hatanon with the mitzvah tzrichas kavan, and mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavan, only mitzvah ben adam amok. Mitzvah ben adam achaver, avada ain't tzrichas kavan. Nabnaf Kaminus Ladina based on this. What do you need kavana? It all depends what's the end result. Did the other person get the chesed? Did he get the taiva? Did he not get the taiva? But that's what some want to say. I think the Klichemda has. That's what they want to say. That's the pshat and the pasuk in the Yerachayim HaKadosh over here. That this was a question of an avla bin Adam Machaveir. So he said there was no avla. If it turns out all's well that ends well. If it turns out good in the end, then it's an issue of bin Adam Machaveir. So then there's no avir. If it would have been an issue of bin Adam Machaveir, then it would have been an avir. So, very nice.